Parshas Lech Lecha. The Mishnah says in Pirkei Avos, Perakei, Mishnah Gimel, Asora Nisyonos, Nisnasa, Avraham Avinu. There's a whole process over here of Nisyonos. Avraham Avinu's Nisyonos are supposed to bring him the Hakoyach El Apoyel. The Nisyon brings out what you're supposed to bring out. The Emes is, the Pasuk says in Bereishis, Eila told the Shemayim Va'aretz, Bihi Bar'om. Bihi Bar'om already is the Oisius of Avraham. Mitchilas Habriya already. It was Mutba that there's supposed to be Bihi Bar'om, there's supposed to be an Avraham. Who's supposed to bring out the Nisyonis? What would be if he wasn't Oymed bin Nisyon? What was supposed to happen? There's Bechira. The Medrash says on the Pasuk in Shir HaShirim, Achois lonu kitano v'shadayin ein lo. Manasa l'achoiseinu b'yoyim sheyedu barbo. And the Medrash says it's going on Avraham Avinu far the Nisyonis. And manasa l'achoiseinu, what will be? Im choyma, the Pasuk continues, Im choyma hi, Nivna alayna tiras kesef tak, if Avraham Avinu will be oymed kitchayma b'tzura by nesoyin of orkastim, the Medrash is talking about, and who are then the process of the hemshet of the nesoyinis. And if not, in delasi, nitzar alayna locheres, if not, not. This was make it or break it time. This, the nesoyin of Avraham Avinu was talking this process of bihi barom, to bring out me'akoyach el apoyel, what he's supposed to do, and eventually create a klal Yisrael. Now the Gemara darshens it on, achoyis lanu katana v'shadayin ein lo. The Sfasema says, what does it mean, shadayin ein lo? He says, every yid has twice the shame Shakai. So Shadayim is twice Shakai. By Bris Mila, we know Avraham Avinu eventually was told, Anikel Shakai, his halach lefonai. That's Bris Mila. And then there's Bris Haloshin, which is Torah, which is also the Koyach of Shame Shakai. Avraham Avinu didn't have this. He was Shadayim Eimla. He was Boicher to go after HaKadosh Baruch Hu when he didn't have this smile yet. Mostel Tzura, the Yidua, there's an interesting story with the Yeshua's Yankiv. The Yeshua's Yankiv once said a Shir, a Gevaldik Shir, and with a pilpul, with a all kind of vinyanim, and someone was hacking him during the shir, and you saw that there was a malumid, and the guy knew what he was talking about. And afterwards, this person came over to the Yeshua's Yankiv, he says, you should know, I enjoy the shir, I like learning, but I'm an apikairis gomer, I don't believe in anything. I don't believe in anything. So the Yeshua's Yankiv looked at him and says, bring the Rambam! And he brings the Rambam Mada, opens it up, Hilchus, the Anfang, the Rambam, Hilchus Yisoyed HaTorah, state the Rambam, the Ladas, Shiesh Kale, the Raiva Ding Zachnish. Kesef Mishnah thinks that there's Lechem Mishnah. The Hagoyis Maimini, what's the Shaila Bechlau? Avraham Avinu didn't have that Rambam. Yeah, we do. That was the time of the Yeshua's Yankar. Of Avraham Avinu is Fardim. Avraham Avinu was the one that was Boicher. He was the one that was Boicher. Now there's a process of the Nisyonis. The parasha starts with Lech Lecha, with Avraham being 75 years old. But we have to realize it goes back much before the Torah of Meram is in a few places that there was an Nisyon called Or Kastim, which is prior to this. I would even venture to say, if the Asorah Nisyonis, the Sfarim explain, are parallel to Basorah Mamoris Nivra Oilom and to the Aseres Adibrois, you know, but in the Asorah Mamoris Nivra Oilom, there's really only Teisha Mamoris. Bereishis Nami Maimer. It stands out as a pre-Slav. Aseres Adibrois also, Anoichi Hashem Alekecha, stands out as a pre-Slav, that believing before. The process of the Asar Nisyonis also, it's even before, you know, by Anoichi Hashem Alekech, Asher Hoitzei Si Chom Eretz Mitzrayim, and over here it's Asher Hoitzei Si Me'or Kastim. The Or Kastim was mamash the erst shlav of Avraham Avinu. And we said already it was Mutman Bereishis, it says Bihi Barom. The Medrash says also in the Bereishis, Vayomer Alekim Yehi Oyer, that's Oyer of Or Kastim of Avraham Avinu. And that's where it starts. The Parashat starts here with Lech Lecha. It's interesting though, there's a Gemara in Brachis that you make Brachis when you see various places where Nisan happened. And it says, if you see the Guv Harayis is from Daniel, or you see the Kibshon Ha'esh, Rashi says, of Chanani, Mishol Vazariah, you make a Bracha. She'osa Nisan Lavisani Vamokam Azeh. The Rishash of the Shtel, the Metzim, other Rishash of the Shtel over there. Why is it going on the Kifshon Eish of Chanani Mishael Vazaria? Let it go on the Kifshon Eish of Or Kastim. Who says it's not going on Or Kastim? And a Yediya, the Rashbam in Bava Basra, the Tzadi Aleph, over there, it mentions Or Kastim. And over there, the Rashbam, Agaborchi says, Vizel Or Kastim, Shehuskar, Begemara, Bebrochis, Shetzarech, Levarech, Shehosanis, and Lavi saying of Or Kastim. Rashi, the Rambam, even Lahalocha, and Shulchan Aruch, so when they bring it, they bring Lehedia. The Smash with the Rambam, that was his Girsa. When you see the Kibshon Ha'esh of Mishchanani Mishol Vazaria, Kenzayin, because the Rambam's girsa was, you make a bracha she'osa nisim latzadikim. Over here we say she'osa nisim la'avoseinu. If it's going on Avraham, it makes more sense to say la'avoseinu. Also, it could be fakert. If you see the one of our custom, it's not a chiddush, you make a bracha. We're all yoytzei chalotzav of our home avinu. So avadi, you make a bracha on an ace where the eltezeidu was. The chiddush was even on Hanani, Mishael, Vazaria. Not everyone is yoytzei chalotzav of Hanani, Mishael, Vazaria, of Daniel. For them, you have to make out the bracha. Now, the Nisayin of Lech Lecha starts back at the Parsha, which is a Nisayin of later on stage. Avraham Avinu was ready, Hikar Bayra, he fought against the Avodah Zarah of Nimrod, went into Kivshon Ha'esh, but that's not what we're stressing over here. Over here we're stressing that Avraham Avinu, after he was Hikar Bayra, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was telling him to go against what he thought he was doing. He was already trying to, right, he made Nefesh Asher Asu Bechor, he was already, he had Moisdis. There was a whole system going on over here, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu was telling him to leave everything. That's a bazundur darg of an assign of Lech Lecha. But it's interesting, in next week's parsha, at the culmination, according to some Rishonim, this is the 10th or maybe the 9th Nisayin, is, again, there's a big machlekes Rishonim in the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Basor Nisayin is exactly how you count down to 10. There's various shittas in the Rishonim, the Bartanur, Rabbeinu Yoyin, Rashi, the Rambam, various other Mefarshi HaMishnah there. What exactly is the 10? You can't have more than 10. If you want to add a certain one, you take something else out. At the end, it has to add up to 10. There are those that say Ur Kastam is the first one, Lech Lecha is already the second one. Some say Akedah is the 10th, some say it's only the 9th, Kvura Sar is the 10th. But by the Nisayin of Akedah, it also says Lech Lecha. That's all the Lashon. We call this the Nisayin of Lech Lecha. By Akedah it also says Lech Lecha, but the Medrash compares and contrasts that it's a different kind of Lech Lecha. The Lech Lecha of Akedah was a one-time thing, a tremendous utzma of a Nisayin, but it was to do a pool once and that was it, you did it. The Lech Lecha of our parsha is an entire life. And that's bechlal, there's a difference between when a person has to do, sometimes to stand up and do something, he knows it's a 1 minute thing, but he knows he has to do it, and then there's the Lech Lecha of being Moiser Nefesh for something that's going to be a long-term, spread out thing. The Gabbasis, the Sfarim say that it's Vashem Derech Es Avraham Bakoil. Bakoil is Beis Koil. Koil is the Oisius of Lech Lecha. Sai the Lech Lecha of Akedah, which was a one-time thing, and Sai the Lech Lecha of Lech Lecha Me'artzach, which is a long, drawn-out thing. It's not Pashat, which is a harder Nisayin, which is an easier Nisayin. Each one has its Nekuda. The Rambam brings, on Avraham Avinu, talk even before Lech Lecha, in Hilchas Avodah Zarah, Perek Aleph, the Rambam brings, Kivan Shenigmol Eison Zeh, Avraham Avinu is called the Eison, the strong one, Kivan Shenigmal Eison Zeh Hiskal Shoitid Bedaiti Vukotan Valachash of Yem of Alayla, and he was Makir Aloika Echad, Uben Arboyim Shona Hikar Avraham Es Boyrei. There's a Girs in the Rambam, Uben Arboyim Vishmoino Hikar Avraham Es Boyrei. So there's a Shah on the Girs, either he was 40 or 48 when he was Hikar Es Boyrei. We know that he was 58 when Noyach was Nifter, right? He was a Ben Noyach. Avraham Avinu was Ben Noyach, 58, when Noyach, his Elta Zeid was Avek. But Hikar Es Boyrei is either 40 or 48. As I state in Rambam, the Ravid argues. The Ravid says no. Omer Avram Yesha Goda Ben Shalai Shonim, that he was only 3 years old. Shenemar Ekev Asher Shom Avram Bekoili, and Ekev is 172, and Avram Avinu lived 175 years, so he was Hikar Boyrei right at the age of 3. Now the emphasis that's a machlokes in the Medrash Rabbah here, machlokes Rabbi Yechon Mish Lakish, and also the Gemara Nedarim brings that he was 3. So it's Taka machlokes whether he was 3 or 40 or 48. There's a Mahalat, Taichim in the Rambam, the Gois Maimon already brings it, the Ali Shor, Volba brings this and Taichis it up Barakova. He says, it's not a stira. There was two stages in Avraham Avinu's process. Avada, the Rambam agrees that at 3 he was Yoda, B'moichoy, that is a Bairi Olam. Abir Hikir, B'liboy, there's a big Merchak between V'yodato Hayoin and the Merchak of Hashivoyse El Vavecha. By Avraham Avinu, this Merchak is 40 years, from 3 years old till 40 or till 48. It's two different shlavim. There's Yoda, and then there's Hikar Es Boyrei. Now either it happened at 3 or at 48, but then he's being Nefesh Asher Asu Bechoron, multitudes, but that's not where our story starts. Our story, as we said, starts when he's 75. Not when he on his own initiative was Makir Boyrei, but when HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes to him and he switches and goes against what he was planning to do, what his tofnit was, he was Mavatel Ritzoinoi, Mibnei Ritzoina Boyrei. That's where the Nisoyin of Lech Lecha really shines through. And the pasuk says before us, Va'avram ben chomesh shonim v'shivim shonim v'tzeisai mecharon. It's interesting, in the Pirush Ibn Ezra was Avram Ibn Ezra, it's not on our prints, but in some of the old prints it had, the Taka, the Ibn Ezra lived for 75 years, and they wrote in Parshas on this Pasuk, but Avram ben Shchamesh Avram, the Ibn Ezra was Chamesh v'shivim shana, b'tseisoy mecharon, when he left this world, b'charoin av, that he was nifter at the age of 75. B'derech Malitza or Drash on the Pasuk. And after he has this Nisayin of Lechel and he moves, then comes a Rav, another Nisayin, Vayihi Rav Ba'aretz, the most Rishonim accounts as another Nisayin. And Avram, after being told to go to Eretz Kanaan, now has to leave. Vayirid Avram Mitzrayim, a Lover Shom, Ki Chavit HaRav Ba'aretz. The Ramban writes, Afanort over here, that Avram Avinu, he says a Lashon, it was Chet. Ovein Asher Chata, Ki Ha'olikim B'Rav Yivdenu Mimavis, he shouldn't have left. Hashem gets a Chet, it was Rav Kavit Ba'aretz, but he shouldn't have left. Says the Ramban. We know a lot of things in Bereshis. There's a process for the Maisa Avos and the Labanim. It was a chait, Lashon of the Ramban, and this is why it was Nigzar to be in Mitzrayim. B'mokoyim ha-mishpat shoma horesha. Rav Chaim Shmulevitz has a whole shmuz on this Ramban. It's not so partial. It's mutter for someone to leave Eretz Yisrael, the Eis Rav. The Ramban in Hilchas Malachim, when he talks about Osir Lotzis Eretz Yisrael, L'chutz Loretz, and the Rambam brings from Machloin and Kilian that were killed. They left, and nevertheless they were punished. The Ramban is saying over here, also was a punishment on Avram. And he talks about it, but L'chayr, there's a diak in the Ramban, it's Ken Zayn. The Ramban is not so much stressing. We know there's theorists in Chazal, there's various other reasons why we were in the Kor HaBarzal of Mitzrayim. Could be why we're in a Golos Bechlal, the process of Klai Yisrael, the Tzuras HaDvarim of the process of Klai Yisrael's growth is through a Golos. The Ramban's lashon is v'mokayim hamishpat shomo haresha. Maybe he's not saying this is why Klai Yisrael had to be in Golas. They would have had to be in Golas anyways. But why dafka in Mitzrayim? Why dafka by Pari? They could have been in Golas somewhere else. Because he did a chait and went down to Mitzrayim, v'mokayim hamishpat shomo haresha. This is the Ramban is being modest. This is why Mitzrayim was chosen as the Golas. I'll give you another dogma. The Gemara says in Soita that in the schar of Arba Psius that Pari went to Avram when he was dealing with Sarah, he was Zoichesh in a Shtab Dubon of Arba Meyashonah in Mitzrayim, for Arba Psius. Again, I heard the Pshah was not that's why Mitzrayim, but that's why Dafke him. It could have been the goal of Arba Meyashonah would have been anyways. He was Zoichesh to the Arba Meyashonah is because of what he had done. Now they're going down to Mitzrayim, and Avram Avinu says to Sarah, Hinei no yodati ki isha yifas mare'ot. Now he didn't know. First of all, there's a famous Marsha of Baba Basra Daf Tezayin. The Marsha asks, how could it be that Avram Avinu doesn't know? We know that Avram Avinu kayim kol haTorah kula. It's a Gemara in Yuma Daf Chav Ches, a Mishnah in the end of Kedushin. We're going to talk about a lot in the next few parshiyos. Bechlal, the idea of Avos, Avram Avinu and all the Avos, kayim kol haTorah kula, the Shvatim also Pashtas. And Bechlal, what's the status of the Avos and the Shvatim until Matan Torah? Do they have a din of a Ben Noach, of a Yisrael, a mixture of both? It's a famous, famous Shaila. The Prushas, the Rochim. Ba'arichos stells on the Shaila, he makes it a machlekes achroinim, and then as he furthers his cheker on this Indian, he makes it a machlekes rishonim, and then a machlekes Yosef and the brothers, and it's a whole to do. But on the etzem nekuda, the Marsha is going, then l'chayr, Avram Avinu kept the mitzvahs. That's a Gemara in Yuma. Avram Avinu kaim kol haTorah kula. Now there's a Mishnah, there's a sugya in Kedushin, the beginning of the second parak. Osur la'adam l'kadosh isha ad shirena. You have to look. So, how can it be that Avram Avinu was saying that he doesn't know? That's the kasha that Marsha asks. Now, Be'emes Rashi already tells. Rashi says, obviously it was already... No, so the Eretz Pshat Rashi brings Klar in Chumash Yerba Yos. He didn't know Yadati. Ad Ashav Loi Hikirba. He never looked, he never had known. And on that Pshat about it is the Shtel. How could it be? But he was Mechuyiv to Meikar Adin. Avram Avinu can't call Terekul. Rashi makes another Pshat. The Varacher, Minag HaOilim, is that the Tircha of the Derech is Moirid from the Yoifi. And he was oiling on this that her Yoifi wasn't Yorad on the Biafya. And Pshuta Shal Mikra Rashi brings a third shot. He always knew she was Yoifi. Actually, he gave Hashah Lidoik al Yoifi because we're going down to Mitzrayim. And Taka, we saw Kachav, there was promise. Now, to the Gufa Kash of the Marsha, that how could it be that Avram Avinu Kipshuta didn't know she was Yoifi? L'chari, he looked. Marsha says, in a Chanami, he Taka looked when they got married years before, but this was many years earlier. And by then she was a Zekena, and he thought by then it changed. And then he says another teretz, which is a Yesod, we're going to use a lot in these sugis, coming to the Kaparshas. The Marsha is Machadish, that Avram Avinu only started keeping the mitzvahs when it says in Yuma Chavches, Avram Avinu Kayim Kol HaTorah Kulo, only started after the Bris Milah, when he was 100, and he was Netzav Al Hamila. And then HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells him, Mishalik Lefani Ve'yitamim, and you're going to be Mohol. And again, I don't know if it's Mamish Yid or a certain Dinim, that's the Prashas Drachm Shiloh, but he started keeping the mitzvahs. So the process of Avram Avinu keeping the mitzvahs only starts after Mila. This Etzem Yisoyed will answer many questions as the sugyas develop over the next few weeks. Let's start with the kasha of why wasn't Avram Avinu Mol Atzmoy Lefneichem? This is also a big shiloh. It's this week's parsha. Avram Avinu waited to be at Stav Lomel. On that, we have Toiv Terutzim, Toiv Gematria 17. We're not going to go through all of them. It's at the end of the parsha. We'll see how much we can get to. But this is about the Teretz Farzach. You can't ask that he should have been Mal himself because he kept all the mitzvahs. He only started keeping the mitzvahs after he was in Stav Lomel and then became a sort of quasi-Jew, partially a Yid, whatever. So it might be one of the Terutzim to that kasha, but it's also answering our kasha that Hitaka didn't look. When he married Sarah, Hitaka didn't look. He wasn't the Chayiv Mitzvahs. This will also be negated that Avram Avinu married Hagar when he was 86. Hagar is a mitzris. It's usher to marry a mitzris. But again, he wasn't keeping the Torah then. Another big yesod that the Ramban brings to answering various other kashas is that the Avos only kept the Torah in Eretz Yisrael and not in Chutz Laretz. And you have to know, if they got married in Chutz Laretz, maybe it wouldn't be an issue.
So Chayitza work in Mitzrayim. So how could it be usher to marry mitzris? Anyways, she's not
mitzvahs.
The whole reason is
the Marsho asked the Kasha. The Marsho in Yevomis Daf Kuf. The Marsho that we quoted before was in Baba Basra Daf Design. The Marsho in Yevomis Daf Kuf asks the Kasha, how did Avram Avinu marry a mitzvahs? And he says two terutzim. One of his terutzim is Kafim Ashuk Asafti, the Baba Basra, that he only started keeping the mitzvahs after he was Malat Moy. The Marsho is Mitzayin himself, Lishi Tosoy. We'll answer all the questions, but this the Marsho himself stelled on. Now, there's a Chiddush from Rabbi Yaakov Emden. There's a Gemara in Shabbos, Daf Nun Gimel. Tana Rabbanan, Maisa Ba'adam Echad, Shenosa Isha Gidemes. Someone married a woman who didn't have a leg. V'lehikr Ba'ad Yoy Moisa, he did not even know that she was without a leg until the day she was Nifter, and the Mefarshim say then, because he was busy with the Tahara of the Kavura, and then he was Oyman on it. How could he not have known? Asa La'adam L'kadash Isha Isha Achi Yirenu. Hagoyis Rabbi Yaakov Emden, on that Gemara, Hagoyis Yaakov, it's Shabbos, Daf Nun Gimel, says, Mikan, if you're an Adam Tzenua B'yoyser and you know that you're never going to look and it's not going to affect you, then you're allowed to get married without looking. There's two neschoyes to this. Either you know you'll never look, or you know that even if you'll eventually look, the Gemara says the problem is because Shemet is Gana Olov and V'ka'ovra al v'hafta l'reyecha kamaycha, you know that even if you look, it won't be a problem. On Avram to say that he knew he never would look, oh come on, he did look. The story happened. But it could mean that he knew that it wouldn't be an issue for him. Now, the Emma says, the Pshatim say that he knew already that she was Yafa, but he wasn't oymed on this. I wanted to say, Ulai Baderach Malitza, we said before that Avram Avinu was Yoda es Boyroi when he was 3, but he was only Hikir es Boyroi when he was 48. After Avram was Yoda, that Sarah was Yoifi. However, now when they're going down to Mitzrayim, it's Hikirba, and maybe this fight, the two daughters of Yoda and Hikirba. Another Pshat I heard, it's based on a Hanukkah from the Goyim, very interesting Nakuda. Avram Avinu knew that Sarah was Yafa. But we know Chazal say Arba Noshim Yafa saw you, and there's a Gemara that says that Moshe on Esther, she really wasn't Yafa. Chutzel Chesed Moshe Chole, and I don't know what the difference is, but it's not Yafa. The Etzem it's Chutzel Chesed. Avram Avinu, this is a Chap. He knew he looked before the Chas, and he knew Sarah was Yafa, but he always felt that it could be it's because of Chutzel Chesed. Now I'll tell you two Nafkaminas in Chutzel Chesed. The Eretz Nafkamina is Chutzel Chesed. You don't see in a reflection. You only see it when you look at the Zachalein. If you see it in a reflection, the Medrash says that this time when he saw Sarah on the derech, he saw her reflection in the water. In a reflection, you don't see the Chutzel Chesed. And he saw in the reflection that she's Yafa, he realized that it's real Yoifi, and it's not just Chutzel Chesed. Now, what's the Nafkamina? Though they're going down to Mitzrayim, we have a problem anyways. No, that's the second Nafkamina in Chutzel Chesed. If someone's not Yafa and it's only Chutzel Chesed, then you're going down to Mitzrayim and your Yoifi is problematic, so it won't be a problem. The Chutzel Chesed is not going to be L'royetz that it's going to cause you problems. If Be'etzem you're not Yofeh, and it's only a Chutzel Chesed, so when you go down to Mitzrayim, the Chesed should be that they shouldn't see you as Yofeh. But now that he saw, Hine no yadati ki ishi yifas mara'at, he saw in the reflection that it's real Yofi, because in the reflection he wouldn't have noticed it. And he noticed that it was real Yofi. He says, now we have a problem, we're going down to Mitzrayim. They say from the Baal Shem Tov that the Pshat is Fakert, ki ishi yifas mara'at, Avram Avinu says, he never looked, maybe he looked once before the Chasna, but he wouldn't have noticed it now either. He says, if he noticed it now, it must be because we're really getting close to Mitzrayim, and the Mokkim is Mashbiya. The fact that he noticed Sarah's Yoif, he says, we have a problem now, we're getting close to Mitzrayim, and therefore we have to work this out. You know, there's also an interesting knage. It says, Vayihi kasher hikriv lovei Mitzrayim. They're getting close to Mitzrayim. Avraham Avinu tells Sarah, start saying that you're my, that we're brothers, that we're not, you're not my wife, that we're brother and sister. Why is it Vayihi kasher hikriv lovei Mitzrayim? I heard once a mussel. In Yeshivas Volozhin, there was a klal, there was a limitation of how many bachurim they were accepting. They had an acceptance policy. And the klal was, from big cities, maybe they would take three or four bachurim, but from a little derful or something, they would only take one or two bachurim, and then if you were from that little shtetl, you find yourself a different yeshiva. This was the klal. So you had sometimes a bachur that was coming from a little derful, and he knew already that there's a bachur or two in the yeshiva from that derful. So he was planning to come, Ein Breira, yeah, he was planning to come and say he's from somewhere else. Now, yeah, but if your name is Nachman Bialystoker, and everyone knows you're Nachman Bialystoker, and 2 minutes before you get to the yeshiva, you're going, yeah, ich bin Nachman Pinsker, you know, it's a chloroise, it's a fake ride. A few days before, with the horse and wagon, as you're traveling, you already have to, when you get close to Volozhin, you already have to start pulling out your new Tudatahut and say, I'm from Pinsk, I'm not Bialystoker. So Avraham Avinu, the same thing, by Hikasher Hikriv Lovei Mitzrayim, when we get, you can't start the story now, they're going to husband and wife, the minute they get to the entrance of the city, they'll switch. No, Kasher Hikriv, we have to already stage the fakerai over here from beforehand. Now, Stam and Yediyah, the Etzem Yisoy, we spoke from the Marsha, and we're going to be using it, that he says that Avraham Avinu only started keeping the mitzvahs after Mila. There are rayas for it, and there are rayas connected. One of a starker Yediyahs, a medrash, not like the Marsha, the lashon of the medrash is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu by Lech Lecha says to him, Niklalei HaKadosh Baruch Hu LaAvram V'Korei Oyavoy, and he saw that he's Makayim all the mitzvahs, Afilu Erev Tavshilin, Amalai B'mitzvoysai Atta Medakti Kolkach, Hirani Mitzavot Tzei Mibeisavicha B'choron Lech Lecha. You're keeping mitzvahs, this is at 75, this is way before, look at the medrash, and the medrash says, Atta Makayim Kol HaMitzvahs Afilu Erev Tavshilin. That's very clear that medrash is going, that Avraham Avinu was keeping the mitzvahs even at a much earlier stage. The truth is, the Prashas Drachim himself also Kesedah goes back and forth on this issue. One of the interesting ideas that this Hagoyis from Rabbi Kiva Eger on the Prashas Drachim, and the Prashas Drachim, when he's bringing his dozens of rice, whether Avram is eating or not, it says later in the parasha that Avram Avinu is told, Kum la'arko la'rachba, go to the Oretz, and he's medayik that it was Kinyan Chazaka. And the Prashas Drachim says, L'chayra, Kinyan Chazaka is only for a yid, not for a goy. And he says, Elamai, you see that Avram Avinu had a din of a yid, not just l'chumra, but even l'kula, that you're allowed to rely on Kinyan Chazaka. And he said, look, Abi the Chakir, that Avraham Avinu has a din of Yid. Frek Rabbi Kiva Eger on the Prashas Drachim. Yeah, but he says, but you yourself said a few times, quoting this Marsha, that he only had a Yid, the din of Yid, anyways, after Bris Mila. This Kum La'arko La'rachba was beforehand. So the Shitoscha, how could you anyways use it as a Rai? As I Frek Rabbi Kiva Eger in the Hagois on the Prashas Drachim. Now, B'chalif, and Avraham Avinu's plan is to tell Sarah, tell them that we're not husband and wife, because if we are, v'hargu oisi v'oisach yichayim. There's a whole arichas here in the part of this Yosef. What did Avram think? Why would they kill him? Pashas, they would kill him because they don't want to be nichshal and eishas ish. So, okay, that's interesting, you know, way of looking at things. They're going to kill him. So the pshat is because to kill him is a one-time aveira. But to be nichshal and eishas ish, if they're not going to kill him, is being nichshal again and again and again. This is like a shayla in the Gemara. What is it better to do with the Gabi Chilul Shabbos? It's interesting because there's a medrash on this pasuk that says it. What do you do if you have a choyla and you have two choices? You can eat nevela, he needs to eat a few kezesim of basar, pkuach nefesh. And the only basar available is nevela, and he'll be eating a few kezesim of nevela, that's a lot. Or is it better to shech the behemoth, which is skila, chilul Shabbos, but then it's going to be kosher meat. What's it better, one aveira of skila or a whole bunch of aveiras of nevela? The Medrash is alluding to this, that was the dilemma that Avraham Avinu was saying, that they're willing to kill me, but they don't want to be nichshal and eishes ish. Although it's a chiddush, I would have said maybe they just want to kill him to get rid of him. Not an issue of eishes ish or not, just if he's the husband. They just want him, out of the way. Vayhi riv, bein royei miknei Avram, bein royei miknei Loit, v'aknani v'aprizios yoshev v'aretz. Rashi explains there was a vikuach. And the Prashas Drachim goes again, according to this mahalat that he's saying, that Loit was saying that Avram Avinu already made kinyan chazaka on Eretz Yisrael. He doesn't have any other Yorshim. The karka shayach to us, so we're not taking from Gezel. Everything is ours. And the answer back is Avraham Avinu saying no. V'haknani v'aprizi az yoshev v'aretz terem nitno. It wasn't given to him. Till when? Till matan toira, k'nisa la'aretz, klal yisro. Frek the achroinim, by kavura soro, Avraham Avinu tells the anshei ches, ger v'soyshev anoyichimachim, im tirtzu areni ger, and areni toishav, the karka belongs to me. So that's a stira. That's a stira over here. Over here, Avraham Avinu is saying that the karka does belong to him. There's many truths in the Parshas Lachim talks about there, but he brings one teretz based on Tosfos Rosh Hashanah, that the gather of the karka of Eretz Yisrael at that point before Knesset of Klal Yisrael to Eretz was that the gidulim of the karka didn't belong to Avraham Avinu yet, but the gufa karka belonged to him. So mitzat to be koyver sarah, he has the gufa karka is his. But Lagabi, what was gadol that the royal lord wanted to eat from it, that wasn't his. At one point, they wanted to make a pshar in Harabayis, the United Nations. They wanted to say that maybe what's ever on top of the karka belongs to the Muslims, and what's underneath the ground is this. I don't know if this is based on the Prussian drachim or not. I don't know if they have. They'll work it out with the Abram Accords. They'll figure it out. Now, light goes all the way to Sidon. Vayehal ad Sidon. And there's a famous Medrash. The Medrash says, on the Pasuk in Tehillah, Matzasi es David Avdi, Heichan Matzasi Yosoi, Bisdoim. David HaMelech is found over here in Sidon. It says, V'hu Yoshev Bisdoim, Bisdoim is Soid Malchus Beis David. Light, Benois Light, is David, Rus, Hamoyavia, and afterwards Rechavim is from Naamu HaAmoinis. The Soid of David is over here in Light, going down to Sidon. Oh, and then we get to World War I. The Milchama. A world war over here. Vayibi me Amrafel melech Shinar, Aryach melech Elasar, Kedar lo'ayim melech Elam, Besidl melech Goyim, Asum ulchama, Esber melech Stoyim, Bersh melech Amayra, 4 against 5, Shtei Mesreshonim, a whole story. There's a Gevaldik Drosha from the Kliyakar in his Sefer, not in the Kliyakar on Chumash, but he has a different Sefer called Oyl Es Ephraim. He has a beautiful Drosha about a Bar Mitzvah. He says, a child, a person, a human, Be'etzim, there's always a Mulchama. A person is made out of 4 physical Yisoidos, basic concept. The Arbi Yisoidos are Ofar, Eish, Mayim, and Ruach. Everything is based on those 4 elements, more and less of the same, of the way, the Tzura of exactly how it's processed. But everything is made out of maybe more, maybe less of Ofar, Eish, Mayim, and Ruach. And about the Baruchni is a person has Chamisha Darbis of his Neshama, Naran Chai, Nefesh, Ruach, Neshama, Chai, Yechida. And there's a constant war between the 4 and the 5. The 4 physical yisoidus of Ofer, Ruach, Esh, and Mayim against the 5. And for 12 years until this Bar Mitzvah, there's no Yetzer Tov yet and there's a Milchama. But of the Shloishes Rishonah Marodu, then in the Shloishes Rishonah, the Marodu, and finally in the 14th year, you go to Avram Avinu, who is the Semel of the Seichel, and you're supposed to use your Seichel to be Mizgaber, the Neshama, and the Ruach above the Guf. And that's the Nitzachon of this Milchama. He has a big Arichah said it's good for Rabbi Mitzvah Drosha, it's a good there Herod B'chlal. The Milchama of the 4 against the 5. Now after this Milchama, Light is taken captured. Now it's interesting, it says over here, Vayovei HaPolit. Who's Polit? So Rashi brings Vayovei HaPolit is Oig. One shot is he was saved from the Milchama. He was a plater from the Milchama. But then Rashi brings another pshat. Why is Oy called Polit? He was Polit from the Mabel. And then Rashi fears Oy's. What was Oy's intention? Both pshatim means Oy. What was Oy's intention? Rashi with a separate shtickle. He was miskaven that Avram should get killed in this war and then he'll take sorrow. But I think Stam in Hilchis Pshat, Mamish Ruah Hilchis Pshat, it's a connection to Rashi. If Polit means he was Polit from the Milchama, so then that's it. It makes sense. Oy, who was a Mamish Nitzel from the Milchama, came running. And that's it. Adkan. But then there's another chat. Polit means from the Mabel. Okay, that was a long time ago. Oig is mentioned many times in the Torah. He's not always called Polit. Why over here, Dafka, is he called Polit? So Rashi is a Polit from the Mabel. And he continues. Who was Polit from the Mabel? The Refoyim, those Bnei Anoshim that it says in the end of Bereshis that they saw, B'Mdoi Sa'odim, those were people that wanted to take women. Oh, so Rashi, like that chat, Miskaven, Shiara Gavram, he says, Sarah. That's why he's being called the Polit. Like the first chat, you don't need to add that. He's called the Polit. There's a war going on. He's a Polit from the Milcham. Like the second shot, he's a Polit from the Mabel. Why are we bringing that up now? Zokarashi, no. A Polit from the Mabel means he was one of those guys that were Mestakal Anoshim and wanted to take them. So, that's the connection that he's called Polit over here, because that was his agenda. Now, Avraham Avinu goes and has a Milchama. He brings the 318 men 318 is gematria siach. Siach is tefillah. He takes the koyach of tefillah. Of course, kipshuta, it means that he took 318 men. Although there's another pshat that he took Eliezer. Eliezer is gematria 318. Another gematria I saw is that Avram, without a hey, Avram has bitochin. Bitochin is 75. He was told at 75 to get started, and he has bitochin. Avram, 243, plus bitochin, 75 is 318. Avram with bitochin is the 318. Or Eliezer is the 318. Or tefillah, siach, is the 318. I know one thing that 318 isn't. Yiyush. Yiyush is 317. That he didn't have. He's above and above and beyond Yiyush. Now there's an interesting zach. There's a Gemara in Sukkah. The Gemara says that there was someone that stole, some Talmidei Yeshiva stole some wood and built a sukkah, and he safta, the Gemara says in Sukkah, came complaining to Rav Nachman. They took my sukkah. Now Lamaisa, her taina was, I'm a bas of Avram Avinu who had 318 avodim, and they're stealing my sukkah. And the Mefarshim explained there's a connection. Rav Nachman Be'etzim said that the Bachar Ma'potter, because it's Takonis Meirish, that she's probably Miyayish, she can pay her the money. But she was saying, no, I'm not Miyayish, I'm 318, Yish is 370, no. I'm not Miyayish, I want them to give me back the sukkah. I saw once a different shot, an interesting pilpul from the Kloisenberg Rebbe. He said, Zeichet Tzadik Lebrach, he said this on Sukkot once, Tov Shalom Ches. The issue is, Takonis Meirish, but still, if the Mishuras Avin, you still have to give it back. So he says, this was the Cheshvin. Avram Avinu gave back the Rechush that he took from this Molchama. Why did he give it back? So there's a machloikis. Either because he went with Nimishir Asadim, or because it was a nes, and he didn't want to be Saimach on Maisa Nisim. And he brings it to machloikis in the Farshim. He says, what's a Tolian? If it was 318 soldiers, Mamish, so then it was Teva. And then he gave it back as a Nimishir Asadim. If it means Eliezer, 318, and that's a nes, then the Pshat is they didn't want to be Nana from Maisa Nisim. The Safta was screaming over it. He says, no, there was 318 Avodim. This wasn't the nes. So why did Avram give it back? Because he went lefnim mishur asadin. You guys also who stole my schach, you should go lefnim mishur asadin. He has various other problems. Mamash barichos, they went into this gemara. What you want to take out of from this gemara? It's yidua that Rabbi Yosef Chaim Zonnefeld was very, very stark in gematrius, and he had a tremendous koyach in this inyan. And someone was once mezalzel, and he says, "What do you mean? You could win a whole war with a gematria. Eliezer, one gematria, you win the whole war." So you have to know. Here's some mezalzel line, what you could do, taka with a gematria. Yeah, there's a lot of other things. There's a whole parsha of Bris Ben Absorim, Bris Ben Habtorim. Milo. We asked the kasha, let's touch the topic. It says that Avraham Avinu was mitztava on the Mila, and the question is, so why didn't he mal himself before? Now, Vada the Marsha says, because he only started keeping the mitzvahs after he was mal. Another shot I saw is that Avraham Avinu Be'etzim is a Ben Noyach. Again, he keeps mitzvahs, and again, all the other Torahsim now are going that Havada, he was already keeping the mitzvahs beforehand. And nevertheless, we're coming to answer that he did mitzvahs already, but he wasn't doing Bris Mila. One shot is because Avraham Avinu, yes, is doing mitzvahs, but on the other hand, he's a Ben Noyach, and it's usher for a ben noyach to be choyvel in himself. Now, when he came at Silva, so it's not a bris mila. But to do an inyan of kaim kol atarakula against a chiyav l'hedyo, al ben noyach, that it's usher for him to be choyvel. The Mizrahi, Rabbi Leo Mizrahi, brings a simple pshat that kol, that godol ha-mitzuva v'oysa, v'nisha'ena mitzuva v'oysa, and bris mila is a mitzvah you could only do once. So to do it now when he's not being mitzuva, assuming, and probably knowing, because he knew the whole Torah, that he's going to be mitzuva, so he waited to do it when he was mitzvah to be mekayim the inyan of God la mitzvah. I guess God la mitzvah is better than his reason on an eni mitzvah. Another shot they bring for the Brisker Rav is that the concept of doing bris mila is that you masalik your arlus. Until it was nitzstava, the mitzias of arlus wasn't there yet. The chiddush of mokam hamila that it's considered an arlus was only nitzchadish with the tzivoy. Another pshat is Rabbi Shulev Diskin brings. It says that Bamis, who was Mal Avraham Avinu? You need a moyel. Who was his moyel? There's various pshatim. According to one medrash, it says in the pasuk v'charis imoy habris, Hakadosh Baruch Hu was Mal him. So he couldn't be Mal himself before. He was waiting for the moyel. Hakadosh Baruch Hu was the Mal, so he had to wait for Hakadosh Baruch Hu to Mal him. But then he brings another pshat. He says, Rabbi Shulei Diskin, who was Avram Avinu's moil? Avram Avinu. And he says, Be'emes Yesh Lachar, could a goy who wants to be Megayer be Mal himself? A goy is not allowed to be a moil, but he's going to Mal himself and become a Yid. Boim Ka'achas. Can a goy be Mal himself and be Megayer himself, Boim Ka'achas? No. Why? Because Mila has two parts, Mila and Priya. And Kalamol V'loi Parah Ki'ilu Loi Mol. And it's two separate stages. And when he's going to be doing the Mila, he's still not Meguyer because he hasn't done Priya. And that's why a goy, standard, cannot pull off the Boim Ka'achas. But, can Avram Avinu do it? Watch. Kol's man that he wasn't Mitzvah at all, and he wants to be Mekayim the Inyan because he's Mekayim Kol Terakula, so he has to do Mila and Priya, and like any other guy through all the Dairis, cannot pull off a Boim Ka'achas. But now, that he was Mitzvah in Mila, and the Gemara says in Yevamos Daf Ayin Aleph, Loi Nitna Priya L'Avram Avinu. Priya was only Nischadish in the times of Yeshua. Did Avram Avinu do Priya? Yes. The Rishonim say why? Because Avram Avinu can't call it Terakula. Now it's Meiridik. He was able to mal himself. The Mila was a Lehedi de Katsivu, and it's a stage thing by itself. And yes, he was able to be mal himself with Boyim Kachas. And to the Tzu, he did Priya Nach Demoichet. That's Kaim call it Terakula. Why not? But, Kol's man, he wasn't Mitzvah yet. He wasn't able to mal himself because he wasn't yet Mahul, and he wasn't able to be a Moil. Which leads us to an interesting thing. Avram Avinu, the Pasuk says Mefurish, was not only mal himself, he was mal all the Bnei Beisai. In which order? According to this Rabbi Shulei, Ben Demis Mefurish in the Arachaim, and most of the Mefurishim learn, Avram Avinu was mal himself first, became mahul, and then was mal everyone else. I would even suggest, you have to say that, because as we said, the Gemara says in Yevamos that Avram, that lo nitna priya l'Avram Avinu. So why did Avram Avinu do priya? Because he was makayim kol terakula. But according to the Marsha, he only started keeping kol terakula after he did bris milah. So it can't be that he mouthed himself last, because if he mouthed himself last, then during that whole day, why was he doing Priya to everyone? He's not keeping, didn't keep the mitzvahs yet. So it's obvious in Cheshbon that he first was mal himself, also did Priya, became mitzvah and mitzvahs, and when he was mal everyone else, was mal oisam vipara oisam. But the Ramban argues, the Ramban Afanar here says, ain't tam she nimal Avram b'tchila. Elavadai mal is called b'nei besoi tchila. Umistom zimein lohem moyalim harbe. I don't know who these are, like there's a program you order from them. Zimein lohem moyalim harbe. And Avadi was mal himself last. The Ramban is obviously not going with this cheshbon. He was able to mal himself last. Now it's interesting because the Pirkei de Rabbeinu and quite a few other midrashim say that Avram Avinu's mila was on Yom Kippur. And now we have a shaila. Why was he doicha Yom Kippur? Mila bismana is doicha Shabbos and doicha Yom Kippur. Mila shaloi bismana is not doicha Shabbos and Yom Kippur. Avram Avinu's mila was when he was 100 years old. Is it a mila bismana? Mila bismana means when you're 8 days old. So b'shaitei, I thought that maybe, yeah, mila bismana means the first day that you were mitztaveh. For a baby, it's 8 days old. But Avram Avinu, that right now is being mitztaveh, is considered a bechina of mila bismana. Nice try, but the Marsha in the Dorim, where the Gemara in the Dorim says 11 members about the mila of mila, and one of them is gedoyla mila shaloi nikra Avram Avinu sholeim. In fact, the Marsha, what's the grace of look? He says, no, the chiddush is that even though it was a mila shaloi bismana, and still he was nikra sholeim. So you see the Marsha on Amzon that it has a bechina of Mila Shaloi Bezman, and the question is, so why was it doing Yom Kippur? The answer is, according to the Marsha, L'shitosoi, it wasn't Yom Kippur yet, it became Yom Kippur in the middle of the day, when he was Mal himself, and how did he do Priya on Yom Kippur? I'm not sure Priya involves Malacha, you have to ask a Moyel, but the pshat is that he was Mal himself, it became Yom Kippur, now he's keeping the mitzvahs. He was Mal everyone else also. Why was he Mal everyone else? Because he was mitzuveh lehedya to mal everyone else. He's keeping Yom Kippur because of an inyan of Avram Avinu Kayim Kol Terakula, which started right now. He knows the Marsha. But, you heard it in the last issue. So, the cheshbon is that even though it's Yom Kippur, as an inyan of keeping Yom Kippur, but he still is able to mal all of them. Now, stam just to theorize in the Taich, we said a word that Avram Avinu wasn't able to mal himself because he wasn't Orel. The tzura of an Adam is that kemat he's totally shalem, except for the mokam hamila with it. There's a kisoy that you have to take it off, and that's the orla, sila ka orla. The Sfarim say that the emes HaKadosh Baruch Hu was going as the or agonis was in the Torah, and he was going as in the mokam hamila be'etzim. And you have to be metakin that in, and then you can get to the or. But I saw Meir the Kipshat. Avram originally was called Avram without a hay, that's 243. And then eventually he became Avraham, which is 248. The Gemara says in the Dorim already, it's because 248 is the 248 Evarim. Now, Avram Avinu originally was Masakin 243 of his Evarim, but then eventually he got to the Darag of Avraham. The last five is Shnei Nine, Shnei Oz Nine, and the Mokam Hamila. Shabbos Azoi, let me tell you something. If a person is totally Kemat Sholim, and we all are, we're B'nai Avram Avinu, And we have to just be masak and that makam amila. But Avraham Avinu was starting the process from the beginning. What does it mean he wasn't an Orla? Fakir, the whole goof is one Orla. And he slowly was masakin and he became Avram. And that was 243. And then again, he has to get to the Shlav when he's masakin the last thing. And finally, he gets to the last mitzvah, which is Mila. And it's even more than that. Every mitzvah essay is connected one of the Eivarim. I don't have a race all the tif and yonim of which mitzvah shayach to which one. Shtel tzachfar, I know which one Mila is connected. Now, Avram Avinu wasn't able to mal himself because Avram Avinu came, even if you go now like the Marsha, that he was keeping mitzvahs already. But he was mechavin and understood from his guf what those mitzvahs are. I know which mitzvah he didn't understand yet. Mila, because he was an orel. And that's goof of the thing. He can't know that until the megalatim that that's what it is. And that's what happened. So when he was nitzav, and then he was able to be mesakin, the last five, he became Avraham. Umetzos es Avraham Nemon lefanet.
How many